All right, I'm going to play a new game I invented where I go on Facebook and I see how long it takes for me to scroll before I see my cousin Jake post something racist. Breaking, the Afghan national who shot the National Guardsman reportedly yelled Allahu Akbar during the attack. This is why mass deportations are not optional. Get them out.
Hell yeah, brother. That one is racist. Congratulations.
Found one.
Definitely made up. Definitely made, like, that's like what I would have made up that person said.
Yeah.
Even if I were to do it, that's like being like, he said Oi Gewalt right before right before it happened.
Hello and welcome to Bruce Day Tuesday podcast episode 644. I'm Sam Ginsberg and here's our host. You know stuffing, but like it's good, because like sometimes stuffing's bad, but sometimes stuffing's good. This is stuffing, but like it's good. Tyler Dryblatt.
Okay, that's nice. That was nice of you, Samuel.
I feel like lots of different foods have different degrees of floor and ceiling. Like I feel like hot dog floor and ceiling are pretty much touching each other.
Right.
Whereas stuffing, I feel like, has a really high ceiling and a really low floor. Like, the floor on stuffing is fucking underground.
So you'll just take any old stuffing?
Well, no, I'll put it on my plate, and then I'll realize 2 bites in that I've made a huge mistake. But I don't want to frustrate any ants in the vicinity, so I eat it anyway.
Well, I mean, I don't know why we're talking about stuffing anyway. We're nowhere near Thanksgiving. It's Christmas time, obviously, in December. Right. So
that actually leads really well into my beer, if you're interested.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I know you hate it when I go first.
We haven't even.
But look at this fucking shit.
Oh, it does say candy cane. I do want to say that Zach is our third. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Okay, now you can introduce your beer, Samuel.
So now that it's December, right, boys?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yes, big time.
We're in my beer advent calendar season, where all of my beers have been selected and put in a box by my lovely wife. This is Left Hand Candy Cane Nitro Imperial Peppermint Milk Stout, 9.5% ABV.
But it's nitro though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that when I cracked it. It like
I did.
It rattled my fucking setup, my boom mic. And I gotta pour this hard, which is something that feels unnatural to me.
I really thought we were done with nitros. I thought we were over that.
Left hand is never gonna be over nitros. Left hand
it makes the beers go faster.
It is a gorgeous looking beer.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Like OC.
Very chocolate milky. The smell is just malt, huh? I was expecting a lot of mint and a booze.
Right.
I get a little bit of mint and a little bit of chocolate. No booze, which is impressive. But I do still get that that character that's common in nitro beers that I can't separate from thinking it's like backwash. Even though I just watched myself pour it out of the can, it still feels backwashed to me.
Yes.
You don't like the mouthfeel?
Mouthfeel!
The mouthfeel ruins it for me, and I know you're making fun of me, but it's true.
No, it's 100% true. That's why I don't like nitros, because it feels wrong in
just pre-mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm texting Emily right now to come down and try this, because she actually likes nitros like a fucking freak.
What a weirdo. So I have a fridge full of interesting beers, including a I think 7.5% Maibock that I got from Mike, mixing it up, Mike, with your boring palate. Thank you. But
he was like, I don't even know ABVs went this high.
Aw.
Broken.
Yes. Must be a misprint. But my poor little tummy was hurting today, so I've decided to not have anything interesting at all. Instead, I'm having
ale and crackers.
Exactly, yeah.
That's kind of a power play to bring that on the show.
That's something that Jed's bum ass would do.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be on the show, and I also didn't want to dump out for the rest of the night. So I have Freedom Brew Amber Lager, 5.2% ABV.
Sorry, man, dump them out.
I think Freedom Brew is the brewery, and it's just called Amber Lager. It's veteran-owned, and every time you buy their beer, a portion, some portion, is donated to causes, some causes, helping veterans. So, you know.
Gotta love that specificity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It poured with a pretty thick head that disappeared immediately. Different size bubbles, extremely clear. Can see my fingers right through the other side. Amber-colored, though, so they got that right.
Reminds me of... you guys remember on Seinfeld, the fake charity, the Human Fund?
Yeah, yeah.
The Human Fund, money for people.
It smells like when you open up a can of corn. So I don't know what that means exactly.
I know cans of corn from baseball metaphor.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But Tyler doesn't know what a sport is, so that's nothing for him.
You know what? It's surprisingly not bad. It's sweet at the front. It's pretty carbonated, but it's very smooth. It doesn't leave anything on the palate. I don't mind it. I mean, it's obviously, you know, not interesting, but I don't mind it.
And you're basically having a mug of chicken noodle soup right now.
Yeah, this is the beer equivalent of chicken noodle soup. Absolutely. Zach, what do you have?
Well, I heard we were starting to disparage the great province of Quebec lately. So I have from Unibrow, Le Fin du Monde, a delightful familiar triple, 9% ABV. I actually was, when I bought this, I was like, I know that I like this, and I know I've personally had this many times. I don't remember if I've had this on the podcast, but my average
beer right
is
now.
A punishment beer. Average beer is a punishment beer, so I was like, whatever. I don't care. But yeah, it is. So it initially poured with a thick white head that dissipated very quickly. Still quite a lot of bubblage going on. Tiny little uniform bubbles going all over the place.
I had this like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, Jed had it forever ago, and Tyler had it 2 weeks ago. Those are the only check-ins. Or, sorry, 3 weeks ago.
Sick. Well, we're just going to keep doing this one beer. And you know, I love this. This is one of my favorite beers. I like a triple a lot, and they do a really good job. It's a brewery that has aggressive can art. It is good. So, you know, you like to see it.
Maybe I'll bring that on soon. It's good, and I'm allowed to.
It rules. Yeah. I fucking love it.
It's a good beer. Sometimes you're allowed to do that. Let's see.
We have to have a like a apricot and earlobe stout. They're going for similar textures. And they're like, I get it.
Oh boy. Well, today's a lot of kind of like follow-ups. So let's just knock two out of the park. Oh, I didn't even send the articles. That's hilarious.
I was like, oh wow, it's the same three sites as last week. And it's because I had opened like last week's article.
Philly flavored beer. Ugh, again? And then I was like, oh, thank God. These are last week's.
Yeah, no, that's my bad, everybody. So these are the two we're going to do right now. So we're doing two articles. One is from bleepingcomputer.com. The other is from lincolnchronicle.org. Japanese beer giant Asahi says data breach hit 1.5 million people. And 10 days after shutting down, Rogue's parent company files for bankruptcy with nearly $17 million in liabilities from each of those websites, respectively.
We're doing both articles at once?
Yeah, I mean, they're both follow-ups.
Are you feeling okay? Do you gotta lie down, buddy? You're always screaming at me, we can't go content to content! I'll burn this fucking place to the ground! We're doing two articles simultaneously? What the fuck's going on?
I'm not feeling well. I'll read the other one.
It doesn't matter. The Asahi one is really easy. So we reported that a little while ago, Asahi got hit with a big cyber ransom dealio, and it stopped production for like 10 days or something like that, and people were running out of beer. It was crazy. It cost
and then they were doing like transactions on paper and whatnot, right?
Yeah, yeah, which is pretty rad that they just broke out the old abacus on that one. But apparently it also, they lost like the secure data of 1.5 million people, presumably clients or customers or people involved in the business. So that sucks. Sucks for them. And yeah. Then the other one is, Rogue shut all their stuff down abruptly. And we were like, oh, what are they going to do? Well, they are declaring bankruptcy. And apparently, according to the article, the terms of the bankruptcy are structured to liquidate the assets and not to restructure the business to continue production. So it sounds like Rogue is dead.
$17 million in liabilities.
Crazy. Wow.
Do we know why? Is this feels like it should be a story of overexpansion, but I don't actually know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know. Zach, what were you going
to
say?
I got one here. So, one, what was surprising to me is it says last year Rogue's total revenue was $19.7 million, and I feel like if you're just holding debt equal to your annual revenue, I guess, I don't know if that's good or bad. I was like, well, just, you know, give it a couple of years. They should be able to chip away at this thing. But here's a big fun thing. Bankruptcy filing also said that it stood to lose $10 million in a potential negligence claim by the estate of a 74-year-old Lincoln City woman killed in a drunken driving wreck near Glenenden Beach. The other driver was later convicted of criminal negligent homicide. So I don't know how they would be liable, but maybe one of their breweries.
They overserved the driver.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of that would possibly be.
That's fucking crazy if that's what shut it down was, like, one bartender with their head up their ass. Like, that doesn't feel like it should be able to take a business down.
$10 million feel like a lot for one old lady? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the average
comment is
for, like, a 6-year-old. Totally get it. Yeah, lots of potential. That woman had a good average run. Like, that is...
There are lots of old ladies. There's only one Rogue Brewing Company, you know?
Is she the third best brewery, or the third largest craft brewery in the country? I don't think so. I doubt it.
It's not in the country. It's in Oregon. But, yeah, I like you talking them up.
Is she the shit? Does she make that one beer that I kind of like? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I doubt.
Yeah. Which one?
Let me look up the beers. I don't know. I gotta look up the beers they make to see if I liked any.
I feel like Dead Guy is their flagship, and Dead Guy was always kind of meh to me.
I like Dead Guy. I like their hazelnut porter, I think. That was pretty good.
I mostly like their weird stuff, like their Chipotle Ale.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was quite good as well. But I mean, it makes sense. It's like our friend the Hulkster. He took down Gawker, right? Because he said one like untrue thing about him.
I pitched you an article about his beer, and you are not interested, apparently.
No, they published his sex tape, and we've talked about his beer before.
That was another follow up, and it was like, we're gonna have really great marketing, and that's how we're gonna beat Bud. And I was like, okay, all right, real American.
You guys
beer.
Tell it to the Google News tab. That's all I check. And Reddit, I guess.
I thought that's what you were having today, Tyler. I mean, you were like, I'm gonna have something pretty light. I was like, did you get Hulk Hogan's propaganda beer? That's awesome.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's propaganda beer is even vaguer about where the money goes than Freedom Brew somehow.
That's crazy.
I feel like if any of us ever bring that beer on the show, we should grab a funnel and our wife and make them put it up our butt. It seems like the only way for that beer to be enjoyed properly.
You can have Freedom Brew. You can have that Patriot Dad beer or whatever. You just have to then donate the equivalent money to some charity.
Unless you put it up your butt.
You gotta drink it through two couch cushions.
That's how you know.
Isn't that when people talk about the poop hole loophole, isn't it that?
Yeah. Sam's half Jewish side is really trying to get out of paying that $250.
No, I'm pretty sure you have to soak where it's like you actually have a friend just spit it into your mouth and you're not even
God.
You're not drinking it. Your mouth is just open.
Right.
I pitched boofing, and somehow what you have to say is so much grosser.
No, just be like having a nitro. It. Relax. It'll be fine.
You almost got me with that one. Woo. So yeah, that's what we got there.
Ahi, I got a comment on this one. We haven't gone back. I still think that's a lot for an older lady. I know morally that gets into like a trolley thing. It just still feels like a lot of money. If people get, maybe it's just because we live in Wisconsin and someone gets drunk driving killed constantly, and I've never seen one of these settlements be a thing. Do other states care about this? Is this a problem we're trying to solve elsewhere in the country?
Zach, would you begrudge the lady who got burnt by the McDonald's coffee her $20 million?
Absolutely not. She only asked for medical bills, and her injuries were horrific. Absolutely not. They were so bad.
It was negligent by McDonald's that it was that hot.
And they had been previously warned that their coffee was too hot. I'm fully on team lady who got burned by coffee. This is we're on the same page on this one.
I'm just trying to figure out where the line lies.
I don't know how much is a life worth. There's got to be math for that. Like, I'll have to talk to an actuary or something and figure out like how this lines up. Because there's clearly
I'm sure you have dozens in your immediate family.
I'll check.
No reason.
Have a couple lawyers. I'll at least know a guy who knows a guy. That's for sure. But for Asahi, for the data breach, I was trying to figure out how it could be so many people. And like you said, it is 1.5 million customers who've contacted their customer service centers through the breweries. Drinks, food. So this could be like you lost your keys at a brewery and you had to leave a contact thing. It was also 100,000. That's almost everybody, but it's 100,000 external contacts who received congratulatory or condolence telegrams. And I said, hold on. You're telling me in a digital age they send either congratulatory or condolence telegrams? Like, to whom? To an old hotel in a Wes Anderson movie?
I mean, clearly they're behind the times. They're getting cyber hacked. They should have just stuck on the telegram.
They should have just had floppy disks with everything.
Analog technologies only.
But, like, what do I need to do to get a congratulatory telegram from Asahi? That's what I really want to know now. Like,
I bet if you just mailed them a check for $30 and said, send me a telegram saying thanks for the $30.
Where do I receive my telegram? Where's the nearest embassy? Where's the nearest telegram?
I wonder if maybe post offices have one.
Huh.
Maybe in Japan. I'm interested in the condolence telegrams because it's like, you know, probably for, you know, office workers who like died of natural causes and stuff like that. But you know, there's got to be a
your aunt is dead.
There.
Stop. Sorry about your dead aunt. Stop.
Yeah. I think, like, maybe they sent a condolence one to the lady who got run over by, the rogue folks. I don't know.
It saves you $10 million, yeah.
Congrats on the cash. Stop.
I just think there have got to be a lot of weird ones in that. You know, like, sorry you fell into the industrial ricer.
Yeah, they lose a non-zero amount of people every year to an industrial ricer accident, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for relatives of employees. Like, instead of a card, they give telegrams, which is so insane. I actually want a whole article. Just tell me more about this telegram-based system they have and how it's going over.
Well, maybe also, you should leave a comment on the article, because the last couple times I've tried to leave comments on articles has not gone so well for me.
He's
so
been
I'm out the game.
But just real quick, do you think an industrial ricer is just like a really hardworking Chinese person?
No, I don't. I think I don't.
Sorry, you cut out for me for a second there, so I couldn't hear what you said then, and also won't be able to hear it if you repeat yourself.
No, that's fair. I don't. Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
I'm employed. I have an important job.
Boy. Yeah, so Sam, did you ever manage it? So what Sam is referring to is he tried to leave some comments on a purportedly a science website last
night. SciTechDaily.com.
And was thwarted at every turn, at least on the recording. Did you
manage
to leave a comment?
I tried the next day and got the same like boilerplate responses. It was like, first I posted it and it was like, you already posted this. But then you could look and see, look in the comments, this is no comments. And then, so I tried to post it again, where I would try to post something new and it would say, "We think you're a spam bot." And I'd be like, "Well, I'm not. I'm just like trying to respond to this extremely bad article."
Now, did you try posting something positive and see if that went through?
I didn't, but that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Great article. God bless.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I try it? I'll try it right now.
Sure. Yeah, try it right now. It's terrible for this, for an audio medium, but go for it.
Also,
sweet kisses be your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you like write everybody else on the Facebook AI cabins, and me screaming into the void with all the bots.
Yeah, you should post something about how like it's your 61st birthday and you had to make yourself a cake.
I'm just gonna say great insight, neat. I don't want to type it out because you and Becca just spent the whole episode yelling at me how long it was taking me to.
It was taking you forever.
I will say. After that episode, I was like, wow, that episode probably turned out like shit. But on the edit, you guys roasting me the whole time is pretty funny. All right, let's see if... Spam protection, forbidden. Browser appears to be spam bot. Anti-spam by clean talk.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're just getting a bunch of viruses. Probably do this on a VM. Probably comment on a VM.
Yeah, maybe I'll try this from work.
That's pretty good. All right, so Zach, what's been going on over there?
I think it's been a while since I've been on. Actually, I had like a back to back, and then it was a lengthy silence. So happy to be back. I went to New York for a long weekend. That's probably the most exciting thing that took place over the past like month or so.
What'd you do over there? Like, because there's just so much, I feel like it's easy to get overwhelmed with choices.
Yes, so we kept this very, very local. We did Manhattan only. We were Manhattan only. It's a long weekend. It's a direct flight from here, so it's like we can go back. We could do different boroughs, different times, but we did Manhattan specifically on this one. We went to the New York Public Library and walked around and checked that out. That place is insane. Very sick library.
The nipple, as it were.
As it were. I didn't hear anybody call it that, but I like what you're doing, and I like you.
Huh.
Yeah.
He loves how you don't have any self-respect.
I just love you just doing whatever. I like you just doing your thing. So we did that. We went to, a Christmas market. It was the first day of a Christmas market and the last weekend of Oktoberfest. We were there during this weird November time period where such a thing can occur.
That
so,
doesn't
like,
feel
Christmas
allowed.
Market way early. Way early, and they had an ice rink they like put up, and it was like melted in the middle. It was in Bryant Park, so you'll see a lot of like food TikToks about like having all the food in Bryant Park, or like this weird like lobster bisque ice cream cone thing they make there. It looked disgusting. Not that I don't want, I like lobster bisque. It is my go-to steakhouse appetizer. If there's a bisque on the menu, I'm all in it. However,
I was just thinking the other day about the lobster bisque we had at your bachelor party. Like, kind of like, for no real reason, I was like, you know what food was good? That bisque. That bisque ruled. Honestly, like, maybe the best soup I've ever had, and also maybe the best dessert I've ever had, was that same night we had the Bananas Foster.
Yep, that ruled.
A night when I had Wagyu. Wagyu takes the bronze for the evening. How fucked is that? Sorry.
It was a sick night. It was derailed. A sick night. But, you know, it's not bisque hate on my end, but, like, the quantity of bisque that was being given to people in, like, large, like, almost, like, foot-long ice cream cone-type deals was upsetting to me. It was also, like, 50 degrees out. It was not cold. I was like, this is gross. This is, like, the least safe temperature to have an outside soup in. I don't like this at all. But so we walked around Bryant Park for a little bit. We got a burrito, which was delightful. Then what did we do? We did Chinatown food tour. That was very fun. I liked being shown the places to go in Chinatown and having somebody else order everything for me. I really liked that. A lot of good food in Chinatown, very cheap, very sick. What else did we do that was sweet? Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest was super fun. It was the last weekend of Oktoberfest. It was like on the pier. And man, they did not care if you got tanked. There were so many absolutely loaded people at this Oktoberfest. There was like this woman. This woman came by and she was like, "Have you guys seen my coat?" And she'd been sitting on like the area where we were currently sitting, and we were like, "No." And she was like, "It's like a furry kind of like coat." And we like look at her and she's wearing a fur coat, and we're like, "Like that coat that you're wearing?" And she was like, "Oh fuck." And then she like walked away. She just walked away. And then she told this guy that wrote that he had pretty eyes and then walked away. Sorry, I missed that part. And then she walked away. And we were like, you can risk it all. You can risk it all. She's probably a judge.
Did he have pretty eyes?
Yeah, he had nice eyes. She was wrong. She was just very drunk.
Could she get it?
There's something, you know, frightening about a woman that tanked in public at like 1 p.m. but also something very, very cool about it. So I did respect I respected the hustle of just getting absolutely
the lure loaded. Of danger.
She's definitely dangerous. She's dangerous. It's like my version of a manic pixie dream girl. It's like a very, very drunk like 29-year-old in a fur coat. I'm just like, yeah, maybe. Maybe in a different life.
It's too bad that you hadn't encountered the bisque being served out of an ice cream cone food before we started the most recent bracket. That'd be a good awkward thing to eat in public.
Oh,
what
man.
What do you do when it gets sogged through? What do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucked.
That's I'm sorry this time.
I gotta insert myself in that because Emily's really mad at us. We've apparently made a lot of incorrect decisions with the bracket, but the one she's the most mad at is... sometimes you get like a shrimp linguine and the tails are still on the shrimp that it's in the pasta
and the fact shrimp and pasta,
like the fact that that was not in the bracket. She's like, it should win. And it's not even on the bracket. You couldn't think of that one.
Yeah.
No, we need a more anxious person.
She's right.
We need a more
anxious person. That's how I felt listening to that episode. I was furious.
Were you shouting, shrimp tail linguine?
I think I texted you guys something. I don't think I was shouting about shrimp tails, but I texted you something mid-listen because I was so mad.
Maybe next time we should, instead of building the whole bracket, build like 50 and be like...
Crowdsource the rest.
Right.
Let me see what else didn't make the cut.
Just furious now, wankers.
Zach, when I'm on vacation, I always go to a museum. Did you go to any museums?
We went to a library museum. It was like a state that had a library, and the thing was a white passing black woman was the curator of this museum for like a significant portion of time, like 30 years. And then it like came to light that she was actually black, and they were like, I don't know about this. But it was a gorgeous library. So the library museum ruled. They did like a date night on like Friday when we were there, so it was like free for like an hour. And they had like a string quartet playing and shit. It was very fancy. That was neat.
That's cool.
But it's boring after a while. You can only really look at a room full of books because you can't do anything with any of the books. You're just walking around a room full of books, and then you go to a different room also full of books. It was nuts that it was this guy's house. I was like, this would have been sick as hell. Also, he had like 50 Bibles. There were like so many like old edition Bibles. I was like, this guy couldn't have read all of these Bibles or Bibles, as some of them say.
Some of these Bibles are from before Jesus. How did they even get these?
a Torah. What the fuck is this? First edition Torah.
First edition, yeah.
You got a first edition Talmud in here.
Last time I went on vacation, we went to the Atomic Testing Museum. And I got to use my first responder discount for the first time. And the lady said, thank you for your service. And I wasn't entirely sure how to react to that one. Because, like, I don't want to be like, oh, no. You know, because I don't do anything, you know. But, you know, I also didn't want to be like, absolutely, you know.
No problem, man.
Now I'm just like, I have a clergy badge. Should I be flashing that and getting discounts places?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Officiated one wedding a decade ago. Count it.
I just did a little nod. I was like,
Yep.
Well, yeah, you gotta project humbleness, I think.
Oh, well, then I fireman carried her out of that building, so it was okay.
What else happened in New York that was sick?
Did you? I know you've played the Spider-Man games for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which are mostly in Manhattan. Did you? Were you like, oh right, this is where Kingpin was? Did you have any of those moments? Any
photos of that wacky web slinger?
We don't have any. I didn't get any photos of Spider-Man. I did go, oh, that's like for Spider-Man. And Holly was like, what was that? And I was like, nothing. And I just tried to make her stay married to me. We went to Central Park, obviously. We saw Rockefeller Center and walked by it because we had other shit to do. Good dinner reservation. We saw people. So we chatted with the people next to us at dinner because it was one of their birthdays. So we just were like, oh, happy birthday. After I brought the thing out, we chatted a little bit. The next day, walking back from Central Park, we ran into them again in Manhattan. We were walking around Manhattan. We saw them. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And Holly goes, this is so weird. And then walks away. Like, that was her response to, the happenstance. And she was like, this is so weird. And left. And she was like, was that a weird thing to say? I was like, that was, like, the least social thing that could have been said freaky? In that moment.
Was she freaked? Like, did she think some major shit was going down?
She wasn't prepared for the social interaction because we needed to hoof it across Manhattan to go to brunch with some of her friends who live out there. And she just was not prepared for the coincidence and was not like delighted by it, more inconvenienced by it.
Zach, if you tell that story again, do you mind if I punch it up for you? The next time you see them, you're out to dinner again. And the same person, it's the next day and the same person is saying it's their birthday again. And then you are figuring out that these people just are always saying it's their birthday.
Take it back, man. I take it back. Unless today is actually your birthday, in which case I don't take it back. But I take it back if you're always doing this.
How? Here's a question. So how do you... Because I've gone to restaurants and it's my birthday, and it's not like I'm like, hey, guess what? It's my birthday. Like, do you just tell people that? Is it this person who made the reservation for you? Do they tell them that?
It's always... the spouse or friend of the person whose birthday it is being like, you know, it's his birthday.
Children. No, at a nice restaurant, they ask you what occasion you're there for when you get there. And if it's your birthday, they bring you something with a candle in it. If it's a nice restaurant, they'll go, okay. And then for dessert, they'll bring out something. It'll have a candle in it. They go, hey, for you. And you go, oh, for me? That's crazy. Even though we told you on the reservation online or when we walked in the door, when you asked why we were here. And so in this case, I saw them come out with like a thing with a candle in it. The guy blew it out and I was like, oh, hey, happy birthday.
No, I see. You've answered my question. I don't think you meant to, but I'm not going to fancy enough restaurants where they ask you why you're there. Like nobody at the KFC is asking me why I'm there.
What do you want? It's my birthday.
So it really kind of, there's a rudeness there for people born on major holidays, like New Year's, for instance. If you have a reservation on New Year's and you happen to have been born on New Year's, no one's asking you, is there any particular reason you're celebrating? They're just assuming it's a New Year's thing.
You're double fucked. There's a lot of places do a prefix menu on New Year's where you can't even order your own food. It's just they bring you three things, true. And that's it.
That's true. Yeah. Sucks.
Sick holiday weekend. We hung out. We ate a lot of great food. One of our good friends who was there, who's also weirdly Holly's ex-boyfriend, but he rules. He's so awesome. I love this guy. And we were out there with him and his current girlfriend, who is Holly's old roommate, which is
He's
so
just going
fun.
Through him. He's just going through
so
him.
Fun. This dude rules. This guy, once we were at a party, and he made a book of drinks, like a drink recipes for the party. Like in one of those, you know, in like fifth grade, when you do a science report, you had those like laminated booklets where it was like a plastic thing and then with the three ring binder. It was like one of those. And I open it up, first page, it says rum and coke. Rum and coke. Like he wrote that down in the book. Like he had a minimum to hit. Like,
in my head, it's fucking calligraphy that he's writing.
It's like, clip art. It was like you did it in fifth grade. It was like you were an alcoholic fifth grader. It was like clip art and then like bullet points underneath and like with like a title with underlines on it. It was so funny. So that's the kind of guy he is. He's crazy. So he was with us at Oktoberfest. we left to go to the nice dinner after Oktoberfest, and they like stayed over. They stayed there and got belligerently drunk accidentally, as you do at an Oktoberfest. Hell yeah. Welcome to the gun show, guys. He bought three giant beer steins for like $30 each at the Oktoberfest whilst quite drunk. Like everyone who's ever bought one of those. And they showed us a video the next day of him walking down the street holding two of them on the back of his fist like Wolverine. Like he had them just like strapped. He had them so choked up on his hands so he couldn't drop them that it was just like they were just on the back of his hands. And then he was like, "Where's the third one?" And his girlfriend was like, "You kept like leaning over your shoulder to like do nothing and spilling beer on yourself. And every time I thought they were empty, you would spill more beer on yourself somehow. Like it's just beer kept coming out of them when you'd lean over." And he's looking into the camera and just shouting, "I'm racist. I'm racist." Which is like such a, it was so funny. It's like instead of doing something bad, I'm racist. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. They showed me the video and he was like, "Yeah, I don't really remember any of that." And then they were like, "We went to dinner after that." And he was like, "Did I drink more at dinner?" And she was like, "Oh yeah. We thought you were fine because you settled down as we thought you were fine." And he got belligerent at dinner. They went home. He falls asleep on the couch after eating a red velvet cupcake. And he was like, "I woke up and it was like someone ground a red velvet cupcake into my couch." There were so many crumbs all over the place. We're talking the next day, and we're walking back from brunch, and he's talking about When Harry Met Sally. And he brings up a valid point about the movie When Harry Met Sally, which is Billy Crystal's character is kind of a dick. Like, when you watch it now, like, he just kind of seems like just sort of a bitch. Like, he's complaining. He's not being, like, specific with what he wants from the relationship, and he's, like, mad at her for, like, liking him too much. And it's like, dude, you're not going to do better than this.
Well,
like,
because relax. He was a man in a rom-com in the 80s.
Exactly. Like, you wouldn't write the movie like that now, but, like, watching it from a modern time, he just sort of seems, like, kind of a dick, and then he kind of figures it out at the end and whatever, and it's nice. But, like, this guy, this gentleman, he's walking with us. We're walking down the street in Manhattan, crowded Manhattan. He goes, "I don't really like Billy Crystal's character in that movie because he's kind of a nagger." And I was like, never has an A done more work in a sentence than right now. He was like, "Yeah, he's just a nagger. He's just shouting." And we were all like, "Whoa."
How much time between him saying, "I'm a racist," and him saying nagger?
This is about maybe 12 hours. It's about 12 hours. it was this the previous evening was the TMZ video. It was like a Britney Spears thing where it was like a light on him and he's like walking the street. He's just going, I'm racist. And they're just like, "Calm down. You gotta calm down."
It is an interesting thought experiment. Could you get canceled for just saying, "I'm racist"? You didn't say anything racist, but you did.
You just shouting it.
Claimed, like, "What racist feelings do you have?" I think maybe is the follow up.
He's so funny. Yeah, he was doing like an avant-garde skit while blackout drunk that I find delightfully funny.
He might not be racist, but the people in our next article definitely are. I didn't know if I was going to do this one because it's just giving publicity to some bad people, but you made it such an easy segue, Zach, that I think I have to. From it's Yahoo, but really Fox News. Idaho bar offers free beer to patrons who help ICE deport illegal immigrants.
Yes.
These are some of the worst people in the entire world. The Old State Saloon, which is in Eagle, Idaho. They're just terrible, awful folks. In the past, they've had Hetero Awesomeness Month, where they give discounts to straight people, I guess.
So, like, the only people that ever go to this fucking bar?
Right. And now they are going to give you free beer for a month if you, quote, help ICE identify and ultimately deport an illegal from Idaho. Apparently, they have verified one person. Ryan Spoon, vice chair of the Attic County Republican Central Committee, will get free beer for a month from these folks because they just want a place in hell.
I do wonder what the verification process on this is, because you would think that, like, a lot of those records would be sealed. I guess I don't know anything about how stuff works.
I don't think they give any kind of shit about, like, privacy, because it says, anyone trying to claim their free beer is asked to send evidence, including photos and videos, to deportations@oldstatesaloon.com.
Man, it would be a shame now, if all of our army of listeners just sent pictures of buttholes and dongs to
that would be terrible.
An email.
Just terrible.
Okay, guys, I gotta hop off for, like, 5 minutes. I got something to do.
Is Meat Spin still functional?
It's gotta be.
Let me get incognito.
The VDI open again.
Was it just meatspin.com?
I think so.
Yeah. Elegant in its simplicity.
Yeah, no, it's still there.
Okay.
Oh, although it's worse now because it's covered by a huge click to unmute icon. So you can still see what's going on, but most of the good stuff is covered unless you let me click to unmute here.
How am I supposed to prank my friends by clicking if I have to click to unmute?
Does it still have the spin counter?
I just closed. Let me check. Let me get on meatspin.com for the second time in 3 minutes.
Somewhere a server lights up in the Arctic. It's like we got another hit to meatspin.com.
So, I got to take one headphone off so I can talk to you because the music's still playing. Yeah.
Right.
I've sat through 33 spins.
Oh, good. It still has a spin counter. That's good.
What I really like is... sorry, that song's such a bop. But the amount of space between the number and spins, like, you've watched 450 spins. There's so much space between 50 and spins, which leads me to believe they're expecting you to watch it for millions of times, so they need to give space for that number to grow.
So that's a good QA department they've got at meatspin.com. They don't want to put it on themselves.
I mean, it could just grow, but yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, growing. Talk about growing.
Have we talked about what you did to Aaron McQuiston on the show before?
I don't know.
Worth getting into?
Sure.
Supported him.
With a name like McQuiston? To where?
Ireland.
Cork?
Send his ass back to Cork. That's Northern Ireland, I think.
We may have. So freshman year, we had a lady friend who was not used to such images. And I, as one does, changed her homepage to meatspin.com. And she went there in the middle of the night and then stormed into my room because she rightly thought that it was me who did it. And I said, no, it wasn't me. It was Sam. And then sent her off to Sam's room to wake him up. Because I'm a bad person.
And when I told her it was Tyler, like she initially believed correctly, she didn't believe me, and she just yelled at me for a while.
Oh, the perfect crime. The perfect crime.
And then 3 years later, we made out for a while. That was weird.
Nice.
It all because
you want you to take her to meatspin.gov.
Hell yeah. Meatspin.love, baby.
You know, if the liberals get what they want, it will be meatspin.gov.
For every dollar you donate, I will buy meatspin.gov.
I don't think you can. I don't think that's how that works.
In this government, I could buy meatspin.gov. They'd give it to me.
This economy, for sure.
In this economy, yeah, they're going to fire sale in .govs right now.
Yeah. These people are just the worst, and I hope somebody does a fire sale on their faces. That's all I have to say about that.
Should I read these 203 comments real quick?
You should probably leave some comments, Sam. That would be good.
Actually, I clicked on the load 203 comments, and it just loaded the next article.
Oh.
Why are all websites bad all the time?
I don't know.
At, like, just, like, basic functionality.
I don't know.
They don't expect you to do this. They're like, who's going to type about this? I just think, like, Idaho as a place, obviously, is being, like, so shitty and, like, dependent on every other place. It's just, like, it's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing to the way that it exists right now. It's not nice. No one wants to go there. It's not like Florida. Florida is Idaho, but with, like, a climate that people would be interested in going to. But it's just, like, what's in Idaho? Nothing. You don't even have Wall Drug, that place that they advertise. You have signs saying how close I am to Wall Drug, and that's it.
Yo, they put up a South of the Border sign in my town. We're in Delaware. South of the Border is like, I don't know, 500 miles away. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. We had a Buc-ee's sign. They're trying to build a Buc-ee's in Wisconsin, and it keeps falling through. I don't know why.
No shit.
But they keep putting these signs up that's like to the nearest Buc-ee's. Right now it's like 3,000 miles or something. It's like,
yeah,
not even close. But yeah, they're trying to build a Buc-ee's somewhere.
Is it just like because they know that people love Bucky Badger enough that they'll go to this thing that's like not actually associated with Bucky Badger because they're stupid?
Oh, but probably, yeah, that actually is a pretty good theory on it. It's going to be in Oak Creek, apparently, allegedly. And Oak Creek is out of nowhere.
One cool thing about Idaho is it has the River of No Return Frank Church Wilderness Area, which is the largest contiguous wilderness area in the continental United States. So that's kind of cool.
Kinda doing a lot of work in that sentence.
I think it's cool. I'd like to go there. Like, no building. It's the largest area with, like, no buildings or roads in the U.S. That's pretty rad. You remember that cop, Michael Dorner, who killed a bunch of other cops in, like, 2013?
Yeah.
That's where he went and hung out because he was pretty smart.
It's a pain in the ass to get in there. It is a national security threat to have a place with no roads.
It seems really cool. I don't know.
Oak Creek is just south of Milwaukee, by the way.
But yeah, Idaho is really racist.
We don't like them.
No. Sam, have you done anything?
Nah. I got a little one. I got a little tiny one. But given where we're at time-wise, I think a little tiny one might be just what the doctor ordered. Someone call Becca, am I right?
Oh, you beat me to it. It's a game of speed. Yeah.
Game of speed.
Name your site.
So, at some family gathering for some holiday or whatever, I can't remember recently, Emily's grandfather was there because it was a family gathering. And so this dude's, you know, old as hell.
Getting up there.
And, people were drinking a bit, and I was like, I'm basically constantly trying to get this man's approval because he's, like, the patriarch and also seems legitimately like a good guy. So people were like, oh, can I get you anything to drink, yada, yada, yada. And I asked him, can I get you a drink? Which seemed like a normal enough thing to say. And he was like, yeah, can you make a Manhattan? And I was like, probably. Which is whiskey and sweet vermouth, and I knew that, and I was proud of myself for knowing that. I didn't know the ratios, so I did the ratios wrong, but more importantly, I didn't know the quantity, so I did the quantity wrong. So I made him a Manhattan, and I brought it back to him, and he said to me, oh, well, that's a man's drink! Which means that I gave this dude who's like 85 or something way too much booze. And then I was like, am I going to get in trouble? But for now I think that, I think this old man loves me.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, it's about time. Cause I've been married to his granddaughter for a decade or whatever. Did Tyler freeze or is he just super duper pensive?
I think he's frozen. Cause there's no way he could be this still.
Anyway, yeah. You ever make any drinks that are too big for people that are too old to be drinking drinks that big?
No, but one time Holly's grandma on the first Christmas that I met their family, she was like that kind of old where like they put you in the corner and don't talk to you. Like everybody knew it was like almost over. And so I show up, I'm like assessing the family, trying to get everybody to like me. And you know, I've got a limited amount of time. So she leans over to me and she goes, I liked her other boyfriend better than you. I kind of just looked at her and went, I don't think that really matters. And I just shrugged. I just moved on. But what I wish I could have said was that you're not going to be here in 3 years, but I am. But you can't say such things to people even when they deserve it.
I thought that story was going to go in a way different direction about how you sat with her the whole night and made such a good impression and everyone was so impressed with you. None of that.
No, I was focusing on making an impression with the people who are going to continue to be around. Like, what am I going to waste all that time?
I just feel if you can win over that one super old cantankerous lady, she'll spread the love. She'll advocate for you.
She clearly wasn't an old person of power. You know what I mean? Like, this guy you're establishing is like the patriarch of the family. She was the old and in the corner where everyone was kind of like, we don't really know like how to talk to you and whatever. So we're just going to kind of put you over here.
Everyone else is dribbling out the clock on this woman.
Exactly. So this wouldn't have gotten me a whole lot of cachet. And she wasn't open to it. She wasn't curmudgeonly and open to it. She insulted me immediately for no real reason. So I decided I was not going to be nice to this old lady.
Well, you should have asked her if she. We know. You should have asked her if she liked Wendy's.
Why would I ask her that?
Because then you could make a "What about Wendy's nuts, etc."
Sam, what was your question? I don't need to know your story because you're a mean person to me. But what I want to participate.
I don't remember there being a question.
Have you ever had a dream?
So much you could do anything.
Yeah. You're saying, have you ever tried to get an old person to like you at a function, like an old relative or like an older, you know, just power figure to like you?
Really well, Becca's whole family hates Tyler.
No, they hate me. They hate me. Yeah. So no, absolutely not. It wouldn't go anywhere. No.
Have you ever given an old more booze than you probably ought to have?
Have I ever over-served an old person and got Rogue shut down? No, I don't think I have, Samuel.
Sam's got a bill in his mailbox. Like, you owe us $10 million. He's like, I don't think I'm going to pay that.
Yeesh. You guys know I'm good for it, right?
No, I generally don't respect, my elders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nor should you.
Yep.
They're all making it up. They don't know.
Oftentimes when they ask if there's like a senior discount, I say, no, you've had longer to get the money. And they don't seem to like that. They don't seem to find that.
Do you actually say that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And they don't seem to find it amusing.
It's That's so incredible. Crazy to me that you're still employed by
them. I'm great at the money.
I'm great at my job. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't scrounge together $8. It's been 70 years. Figure it out. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You're not understanding.
That's fucking awesome. That's so funny. I love being mean to people. Oh, man. I just feel so good.
I'm always like, why is it that Zach and Tyler get along so well? And it's, you know, it's kind of coming together for me now.
It's just awesome. It's just so awesome to have someone just kind of, it's like not high stakes. It's just a low stakes, slightly mean thing to say, which isn't even, you know, it's also true. It's completely true. I got to back this, man. I'd be your lawyer. I'd be your lawyer in court for a wrongful termination.
I appreciate that.
Your Honor, the only person who should be wrongfully terminated is the plaintiff. And they're like, whoa, hey, come on. Objection? I don't know. You can't object to that. I was just saying. I wasn't asking anybody anything.
I'm stating an opinion.
I mean, it is a little crazy that they torpedoed the economy and then they're like, but give us handouts. Yeah. Also, don't give anyone else handouts. We're mad about that.
Nobody else handouts. I was actually talking with my mom about this recently, and she's like, she's a good old. She's actually getting woker by the hour, which is pretty thick. She's going to be wearing a beret in like 6 months. But she was like, we were making a joke about participation trophies or something. And I was like, also, by the way, I didn't run those little leagues. Like, I didn't care if I got a trophy. Like, older people made that rule. And I was just 9 and playing baseball. Like, I did not choose to get a participation trophy.
Yep.
So everyone yelling at me about those participation trophies was the person who gave me them.
That's, I mean, correct. It's the same as like people like to, olds like to post like, you know how you could really fuck over these young kids is only write in cursive. It's like, first of all, cursive's fucking stupid. But also like, if it was important for you to learn that, you should have taught it to me. Like, just like you learned things from people before you.
Yeah, it's just, they suck. They suck and they complain about things in the system that they created. And like, I'm the way I am because you raised me, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And then they call us entitled. Bunch of fucking
assholes. If they didn't want me being mean to old people, then those old people should have taught me not to be mean to them.
They should have never let me play those violent video games, man. Or listen to the Beatles. Napster. Give me on Napster. Yeah, those old people sued Napster.com because they're lame. No one ever killed credibility more than Metallica being like, oh, our intellectual property. Like, that's so lame. You can hear yourself.
Yeah. That lady went to jail. Isn't that crazy? Like, somebody actually went to jail over pirating music, and now, like, that's what all of OpenAI is built on, is just pirating other people's intellectual property.
My freshman year of college, they were doing, like, you were actually, like, one out of every 180,000 people were getting sued for pirating music. So yeah, it was like, do I illegally download this song, or do I want RCA Records to sue me for $12 million because I downloaded this song 6 months ago? And then I will go to jail, apparently.
Well, I kind of want this one song by The Darkness, so all I guess I'll just download that.
It's just that one song. They know. They got a lock on that one. They're like, if anybody, you can listen to anything else you want for free from The Darkness's discography, but I don't think The Call of Love is going to cost you. It's going to cost you your 99 cents on iTunes.
I would sing it for you now, but I guarantee you Discord would not let the audio through because it doesn't like when we peek.
Discord's a coward. It would never let real music history be made.
Doesn't or Melpin voices. Sam's dulcet tones. Yeah.
Fucking dude, Melpin could crush, I believe, anything called love.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of crushing it, you want to. We crush these beers. You want to rate them? You want to rate those beers? That's a resounding yes. Samuel, tell me what you thought about that beer.
I had Left Hand's Candy Cane Nitro Imperial Peppermint Milk Stout. So the best thing to say about this is that you couldn't taste the booze, which is a little bit of a damning with faint praise situation because there wasn't that much mint. I expected some chocolate, even though it didn't explicitly tell me there would be chocolate. It just feels like it's a mint stout. There should be some chocolate in here. The malt was pretty light, and we've discussed my mouth feelings about nitros.
That sounds like a Neil Cicierega album, Mouth Feelings.
Well, I'll have to Google that later.
Okay.
I got to give it up for the 9.5, but otherwise there's not much to recommend here. I'm going to give this a 3.1 and recommend it to people that like nitros and getting shit-faced and dark beer.
There's a person that would fucking love what you just had.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone. I can think of a lot of people that meet two of my three requirements, but I can't think of anybody that gets all of them.
That's true. It is a nitro. I keep forgetting it's a nitro, and that's really what puts me out.
Yeah,
I had Freedom Brew Amber Lager, 5.2% ABV, and it certainly was easy on my tummy. I liked that. I mean, it's better than any macro lager, but, you know, again, the ceiling's pretty low, and it costs more, so I don't know. It was sweet. It was pretty smooth. I'll give it a 5.5 and recommend it to somebody who thinks that maybe they want to get some money to a veteran somewhere. Possibly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I had Unibrow's Fiend Demand, like apparently everybody else on the podcast. Sam, I will say I'm shocked that your beer was not more aggressively minty because a candy cane is like the mintiest thing on earth. Like,
I know.
It's insane to me.
I would so much rather it be too minty than not minty enough, and it was not minty enough.
Huge, huge miss from them. The Fiend du Monde is, this is 9% ABV. It is, I think, my favorite beer in the world. I think it is. I love a triple. It is, I don't know, because it's not as, like, if you think of, like, Golden Monkey as, like, the other, like, I would say prestige triple that's, like, easily accessible. It's not as, like, tasty, malty, like, punchy. Like, it's a little bit more, like, mellow than that, which I think I prefer. Man, it just rules. It's sweet. It's a little spicy. It's like pretty neutral. I like the finish. It doesn't linger too long. You don't have this like lengthy malt taste that kind of goes on and on. I just fucking love it. This is like a 9.5. I assume there is a beer out there in the world that I like more than this. I don't know if I will ever find it. I think it's like an aliens thing.
Well, that's really high. Is that the highest rating we've had on the show?
No, because no. I think Jed and it. Becca are so generous.
Right. That makes sense to me. Okay. Samuel, do you know what you are drinking next week?
I don't, and you know that I don't.
Oh, because it's right. It's
that time of year.
It's that time of year. Well, guaranteed that I will forget next week as well.
Jed gave Duke Law Sour Me This a 9.9.
What a clown.
Just doing whatever. We're just doing whatever we want. We're just
making
everyone kind of has their own scale, I think. Like, if I were a better scientist, I would normalize these ratings per guest, but no one's fucking paying me for any of this garbage.
Yeah, no. Fair. Yeah. Well, listener, if you also don't want to pay Sam, you can do that by not paying him at brewstewtuesdaypodcast@gmail.com, not commenting at brewstews.com, and not blue skying him any money either at brewstewtuesday.
I can't imagine how they would comment me money. Like, I guess.
Well, you're
like a Venmo,
too old,
maybe?
Grandpa. You're too old, Grandpa. You don't get it.
You got me.
All right. You got him. All righty, everybody. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better.
Okay, hold on. I want to send you this Dirty Little Weasels thing.